Good morning. You're listening to Weekend Edition Sunday on Public Radio, WVTF. It's Veggie Chef time. Andrea Mattioni-Willis is here with us. I guess necessity is the mother of invention. Is that fit?
That is very true.
Not only were you on a road trip, but you also had to deal with food without power. So,
absolutely.
Just take it away, Andrea.
Well, this actually started in my head as vegetarian travel tips. And when we got back from our little trip, we had power for a day and then no power. So I kind of took the things I learned from the road trip and applied them to the power outage situation. Because when we were going on our trip, I planned ahead to have some meals and snacks on hand on the road. I just didn't think we could eat pretzels and pickles from gas stations the whole time.
Well.
Unless that's your idea of a good vacation.
Yeah, that sounds yummy to me.
Oh, and so I just want to share some of the items we traveled with and then also enjoyed a bit during the power outage.
Okay.
And we're going to also have this information on WVTF's Facebook page and on WVTF.org.
Excellent.
But right now I can tell you we had apples with peanut butter. That traveled very well.
Mm-hmm.
We had with us pistachios in the shell. And, of course, we still had those when the power was out, so we ate those for a while. Shelf-stable almond milk, which you'll see in the store, obviously, on the shelf, and it's fine that way until you open it. So we had that along with Kashi cereal. The only thing is once that you open it, all four servings of almond milk need to be consumed in the next few hours, unless you're going to refrigerate it. We also had roasted pumpkin seeds, and we only had room for a small cooler in our car for the road trip part, but in that, I had my coconut milk coffee creamer, cucumber, and carrots. Unfortunately for my husband, I elected to munch on the carrots during my turn to drive while he was trying to sleep.
You can't be quiet when you're munching on
no.
carrots, can you? Yeah. Crunch, crunch, crunch.
And then I think the very best concoction through all of this was a spicy bean wrap. I had a can of fat-free black bean refried beans. That's a Burritos brand. Four tortillas or wraps, one avocado, a lime, and some hot sauce. And that made for a very filling wrap. You just take the beans, spread them equally among the four tortillas. Do the same with the avocado, spritz each with a little lime juice, and hit each one with some hot sauce, roll them up into wraps, and it was wonderful and filling. Mm. Now, we have the power back, but I've already procured the items to make more of these wraps. And actually, they were a big hit with my friend who is not a vegetarian. We shared.
Well, all of that sounds pretty tasty.
It yeah. was. And of course, we also had bananas at the beginning of the trip before they kind of turned on us. And Laura bars. So those nutrition bars are wonderful and they don't get mushy or melty in the heat, with the exception of those with the chocolate chips, which is fine with me. My favorite's the coconut pie one anyway. So if anybody has any questions about this or any other items I've shared in the past, I can be emailed at wvtfveggie@gmail.com.
Boy, that's very good information today. We appreciate that. It's good to be prepared.
It was a bit of a survival guide there. Thanks.